Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you folks know Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Stitcher, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. And today's guest has a very unique background, comes from Western Kentucky, the Hilltopper standout forward. But I'm as curious as all you guys. He's making a transition. He's going to take his basketball game and translate that into the NFL game. And you folks remember George Fant. He was also on the program. He has spent his time in Seattle as an offensive lineman. And hopefully today's guest, Carson Williams, can follow in those football or with those footsteps. But with that said, Carson, how's this afternoon treating you?
Oh, it's good. Thank you all for having me.
Oh, we appreciate you coming on. You know, the Sports Entertainment Group, they represent you. And Jeff Whitney, we were talking last week, and he says, I got a fantastic guy, and they also represent George Fant. And he goes, he's the next George Fant. And he goes, I'm so excited to get you on, which it made me instantly excited to get you on. So I didn't do, and people might be like, why wouldn't you do that? But I didn't want to do much research on you. I want to be as fresh to this show as everybody else in our audience listening to you and what you, you know, how this endeavor came about. But so you're a basketball guy. When did the thought of transitioning your game and going after this NFL career, when did this come to fruition for you?
This thought, you know, has kind of been in the back of my mind for the past few years, ever since I've been in college, really. I mean, I've been told that by a lot of people that it's something I should pursue and that I have some of the physical tools to be successful and just the natural body type, but it's really gotten serious over the past year, I'd say.
So basketball is what you got you to the collegiate level. Growing up, did you play all the sports or were you strictly a basketball kid?
I did everything when I was young. You know, basketball, baseball, football, soccer, up through middle school. And then when I was going into high school, I just decided I was going to try to focus on one sport and be the best I could at it. And it could have just as easily been football as basketball. It was a flip of the coin type deal. And, you know, that's just what I ended up choosing.
Wonderful. Now, that length and athleticism, was that always something you had since a little kid, or did you have some growth spurts where you got to the size you're at?
I've always been a big kid.
And athletic as well. Yeah, definitely. Now, I'm curious, when's the last time you played, like, organized football, and what positions were you playing back then?
That was actually in the eighth grade, and at that time I was kind of all over the field, running back, a little bit of quarterback, receiver, kind of all over on defense too.
Nice. So let's fast forward now. So now you're at Western Kentucky. You said this started to kind of really come to fruition a year or two ago. How much time and effort have you started to put into this? I mean, when did you really, 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 you know, go bare knuckles and get serious about, you know, transitioning this game to the National Football League level?
I really started training consistently about 2 weeks ago, and that was just because we were playing basketball up until that point, so there wasn't a lot of time for it.
Wow. So now a tight end, defensive end, what positions are we looking at that you're going to, you know, do pro days and try to get yourself in the door with?
You know, I'm open to wherever they want to put me. I'm working out as an athlete, but my main focus really is on tight end.
Good hands? Good catching hands?
Yeah, I've been happy with that so far.
I love it. And we know there's a long lineage of standout basketball tight ends, Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gage, Jimmy Graham, a long list of guys who had a basketball career that has transitioned. Are those guys that you kind of look at and try to find out what they did, or are you just kind of going this cold turkey?
No, I've been looking at those guys, learning their stories, you know, watching some tape, some film on them. So that's been something that was a major contributor in me taking this journey.
Mom, dad, family, friends, I mean, when you said you were doing this, what was their reaction?
A little bit of confusion at first, or just like it was a crazy idea. You know, they're going to support me in whatever I do. But, you know, as it became more serious, their support grew for sure.
I love it. Once again, Carson Williams, the Hilltopper standout basketball forward, making the transition to the football field, and we were so excited to get him on. Very unique story, and these are the guys that we love getting on because you just never know how this is going to pan out, and we see him doing his thing at the next level. We can look back and say, man, we had this kid on when he was so fresh and new to this whole experience. So take us through a typical day. I mean, we're about a month away from this NFL draft going down, undrafted free agents, all this stuff's going to be in your future. So take us through a typical day of you going through the grind as you transition yourself from the hardwood to the gridiron.
Right now, coming in every morning at about 10 or 11 o'clock, going through some field work, learning these types of the combine drills and everything that I'm going to have to do with these pro days. And then do a little bit of positional work after that. In total, that will take an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then go get an hour lift in. That's about 3 hours total in the morning, then come back in the evening and do a little bit of recovery. And that's about it for that.
Nice. Now, I'm curious, what's your height weight right now?
I'm about 6'5", 255.
Oh, wow. I mean, those are our ideal levels. How about the feisty part? I mean, you want to be that pass catcher, but how about manning up against a guy? I mean, you know, have you had any experience, you know, as you're training to kind of get in the grill and start to learn those blocking techniques?
I haven't had much experience with that yet, but I'm confident in, you know, my grit and my toughness. That's always something I've taken pride in, and you know, I've shown that on the basketball court. Obviously, it's a lot different, but, you know, I think that toughness will translate well.
That's a great response because, yeah, if you're tenacious on any – I mean, if you're just a tenacious athlete, I think, yeah, that demeanor is going to come out no matter – I mean, you could be playing pool and you're going to be tenacious. I mean, it's just – that's your athletic genes. So I'm curious now, this is a weird question just because you're so new to it, but what do you think these teams are going to fall in love with? I mean, you know, once you do your drills, I mean, is it going to be the athleticism and, you know, your speed? I mean, what are some of the intangibles that you really think you're going to catch these guys' eyes with?
You know, I'm hoping to get their attention or turn some heads with the combination of physical tools I have. You know, I think I'm right now I'm pretty good size for the tight end position. And, you know, like I said, it's 6'5", 255. And I think with the combination of strength, you know, agility and speed that, you know, I got a chance to get some interest.
Excellent stuff. I mean, outside the basketball and doing what you're doing for the football, I mean, any other passions, anything you'd love to do in your spare time?
I'm from a small town with not much to do, so I've always been kind of into outdoor stuff, fishing, hiking, that type of thing.
And do you still get to do that a lot, or is that something you aren't able to do right now?
It's been busy lately, so I don't have a lot of time to do that, but whenever I get the chance to, I'm always happy to do it.
I love it. Hey, man, we're almost out of time, and again, we appreciate you joining us. Like I said, very unique opportunity that you've presented yourself, and we can't wait to see you follow through on this goal and achieve what you want and end up on that 53-man roster. Carson, before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. They're just a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Now, if you were going to win a dunk contest, what dunk are you going to do to get the perfect 50?
I'm going baseline between the legs and dunk on the other side of the rim.
I like it. Like it. Now, have you done that before, fooling around?
Yeah.
So this, in terms of dunking on the Hilltoppers, where do you rank as one of the best dunkers on the team?
We got some pretty good ones. I'm saying I'm third.
Fair enough. I like the honesty. I like the honesty there. And how about this one? And again, this is we're going to kind of stick to the your Hilltopper basketball teammates. If there's another guy on that Hilltoppers team that you could think could make this jump and make a jump and a run at the NFL, what teammate you think could also do it?
That's tough. I would say Kylan Milton. He's just a freak athlete. I know he played wide receiver some in high school, and from what I heard, he was pretty good. So I think that's who it will be.
Awesome. And then the final one, in a month from now, as this draft comes fruition, I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends around the TV celebrating the special weekend. Who's the best cook in your family, Carson, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next step?
That's tough. I'm going to say my dad and probably grilling a steak.
Man, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Carson, hey, man, fabulous, fabulous job. So glad that we got to share you with our audience. And we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you sharing your some of your time here on the C2P.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and thanks again for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Carson Williams. And, again, love getting this kid on because we also had George Fan on. And both those guys, the same transition, late bloomers to the NFL game. And we know George has been able to, you know, have a long, long career so far. And hopefully Carson can follow in the same footpath. And I wasn't aware because, you know, if you go on, I think WKU's website, I think they got Carson listed around 240, but 6'5", 255. I mean, that is definitely, definitely, definitely an NFL-sized tight end body. And that athleticism he's going to display, hopefully that's going to be enough to garner more attention from these NFL teams. Again, if you want more of Carson Williams, the standout from Western Kentucky, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and Spotify. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.